This is episode 454 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. The other evening I was with a team of people and we were putting on a digital safety evening for parents, and between us we had a number of resources, online resources, that we wanted to share. So I suggested we do that under a multi-URL. In other words, where you provide a single URL behind which are a number of web links. And as I sort of hinted there, the tool that I chose to use was called multi-URL. It's fairly straightforward to use, you can create accounts. But a couple of days later, when the Heads PA was putting together the Heads newsletter, which was to include reference to this particular digital safety session, together with the URL I provided so that parents could get at the information, she noted that the URL itself wasn't working. And when I checked it, she was absolutely right. Although there was nothing wrong with the URL itself, it was that the site was down. It was being a bit flaky. Seems to be okay now, but these things happen, I guess. But it did prompt me to look around for alternatives. And although there are a number out there, the one that caught my eye was called Bridge URL. And it did that because of its simplicity. When you visit the bridgeurl.com site, it offers you simply two boxes to type in. One is the title of the theme, essentially, of the URLs that you're grouping together, and then a box in which to type each of the URLs, each on a separate line. And that's it. You then create the bridge, as it's called. And what that then does is open you up a page with a bridgeurl.com/ and then your title, together with a bit.ly URL, which is a shortened version of a URL. And you have the options to copy those and pass them on to the parties concerned, or you can simply open the link, and what you then see is a single page with each of the URLs listed. It couldn't be simpler than that. Now, if you just want, if that's it, you're completed and finished with that, you can just keep that in your URL library or whatever it is you use, your bookmarks. But if you ever need to edit that in the future, you haven't got the option to do so. But what you can do is to create yourself a Bridge URL account. It's very simple and straightforward to do. And then whenever you create any bridges after that, they'll be saved in your bridges library, and you can go back in at any stage and edit them. You can either add extra ones or take out URLs if they're no longer working, and it's simply a matter of editing the list. So simple. It's great to use, but I guess I ought to add the caveat that whenever you're using any tool like a URL shortener or one which brings together multiple URLs behind a different URL, you do need to be aware that the people with whom you're sharing that need to trust you. And that's because it's so easy for anyone with nefarious intent to hide behind a shortened or disguised URL something that's a little bit more malicious. And it's something we all need to be aware of, that if you're clicking on something and you can't tell what that URL actually is, then you need to be aware that you don't necessarily know what action that's going to cause. So just something to be aware of, but don't let that put you off. As I said, it's a matter of trust, and sometimes we do have to trust one another on the web. So that's Bridge URL.